This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We started a new series this week with Jim Fallows from The Atlantic and his wife, Deb. It's a road trip of sorts. They fly around the country in their own small plane, one engine, four seats. We join them along the way in a project we're calling American Futures.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Zero-bolt approach, Cirrus 435 Sierra Romeo. We've got Tango for landing.
Flying a plane across the country is a pretty good way to figure out what America and the American economy look like right now. Our first stop is Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And one way to get a sense of all the economic change there over the past couple of decades is to start downtown pretty early in the day, too.
Now, why, you might properly ask, are we up at 10 minutes to 7 on a Friday morning in Sioux Falls, South Dakota? Well, I'll tell you why. Because there's a new coffee shop. And we're just going to stick our heads in and see what's going on.
What was going on was a dude sitting right outside the still locked door. He'd brought his own chair, basically camping out.
I'm Dave Thomason.
You live here in Sioux Falls, obviously?
Yes, I do.
Now tell me again why you brought your chair to a coffee shop opening.
To be the first one here for the downtown location.
It's a place called Cafea. This is their second location, their first downtown. And when the doors finally opened right at 7 o'clock?
Well, there we go.
Woo-hoo! Yeah!
Well, cheers from the more than modest crowd that was there, because this was quite the place to be. It's one of the newest businesses in a town where not all that long ago.
This is a cornfield. This is all a cornfield across the street, all the way up to 57th Street, which we're talking 14, 15 blocks, either pasture or cornfields.
You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember cornfields on 33rd Street. We're sitting on 70th right now.
Jeff Nelson's been selling real estate in Sioux Falls for 30 years. 30 years in which the city went from cornfields to subdivisions. One reason why that happened? Take a look at your credit card bill the next time it comes in the mail.
City comes in 1981 with the credit card business.
City came out. They started training people. And all of a sudden, everybody saw that there were a lot of people that knew how to do credit cards. So more and more banks got into it. More and more came to Sioux Falls. And that credit card industry was good for Sioux Falls, and it's still very good for Sioux Falls.
Citibank came because in 1981, South Dakota got rid of the limits on interest rates that credit card companies could charge. More banks followed, and so did, naturally, bankers. They moved here from New York City with a whole lot of money to spend.
I think that just sold for probably in the 345, 350 area, but then these, you get down the street here, we're going to go 500 and up. All the way down around the corner, there's a million.
Million-dollar house in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Oh, lots of million-dollar houses in Sioux Falls. Lots of million-dollar houses.
What do you suppose, this is sort of counterfactual here, but what do you suppose Sioux Falls would be like today if City and the card companies had not come in 1981?
I'd like to think that we would be similar to what we are, but I don't know that I would. I don't know that I could say that. You know, there's that old story about the difference between Sioux City and Sioux Falls. And Sioux City was a little bit bigger than we were in the late 1970s, maybe 90,000 when we were at 75 or 80. We got City, but Sioux City never went that way. And now they're 85,000, and we're closer to 200.
If you had your druthers, would you see Sioux Falls get bigger, or would you just keep it the way it is? Thank you very much.
If you stay the way you are, nothing ever changes, and you fall back position. If you're not growing, you're going backwards. Sioux Falls is always going to get bigger, I think.
All that change goes back to what I said on Wednesday when we started this whole thing. Sioux Falls is, in some ways, the center of your economic universe. The interest rate on your credit card, the gas that's pumped into your cars, the food your kids eat at school, it all eventually comes back to us.